This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Do you really think this life is all there is? Do I just need more money to be happy? Let's talk about it. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, gospeltoafrica.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. What is the meaning of life? How can purpose, fulfillment, and satisfaction in life be found? How can something of lasting significance be achieved? So many people have never stopped to consider these important questions. They look back years later and wonder why their relationships have fallen apart and why they feel so empty, even though they may have achieved what they set out to accomplish. An athlete who had reached the pinnacle of his sport was once asked what he wished someone would have told him when he first started playing his sport. He replied, "I wish that someone would have told me that when you reach the top, there's nothing there." Many goals reveal their emptiness only after years have been wasted in their pursuit. In our humanistic culture, people pursue many things, thinking that in them they will find meaning. Some of these pursuits include business success, wealth, good relationships, sex, entertainment, and doing good to others. People have testified that while they achieved their goals of wealth, relationships, and pleasure, there was still a deep void inside, a feeling of emptiness that nothing seemed to fill. The author of the biblical book of Ecclesiastes describes this feeling when he says, "Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless." King Solomon, the writer of Ecclesiastes, had wealth beyond measure, wisdom beyond any man of his time or hours, hundreds of women, palaces, and gardens that were the envy of kingdoms, the best food and wine, and every form of entertainment available. He said at one point that anything his heart wanted, he pursued. And yet he summed up life under the sun. Life lived as though all there is to life is what we can see with our eyes and experience with our senses. He said it's all meaningless. Why is there such a void? Because God created us for something beyond what we can experience in the here and now. Solomon said of God, "He has set eternity in the hearts of men." That's Ecclesiastes 3:11. In our hearts, we are aware that the here and now is not all that there is. In Revelation, the last book of the Bible, God reveals that he will destroy this present earth and heavens and usher in the eternal state by creating a new heaven and a new earth. At that time, he will restore full fellowship with redeemed mankind. That is, those who have been redeemed or saved by faith in Jesus Christ, while those with no faith in Jesus will have been judged unworthy and cast into the lake of fire. That's Revelation chapter 20. The curse of sin will be done away with. There will be no more sin, sorrow, sickness, death, or pain. God will dwell with them, and they will be his sons. See Revelation 21. Thus, we come full circle. God created us to have fellowship with him. Man sinned, breaking that fellowship. God restores that fellowship fully in the eternal state. To go through this life achieving everything, only to die separated from God for eternity, would be worse than futile. But God has made a way to not only make eternal bliss possible, see Luke 23:43, but also life on earth satisfying and meaningful. How is this eternal bliss and heaven on earth obtained? Real meaning in life, both now and in eternity, is found in the restoration of the relationship with God that was lost with Adam and Eve's fall into sin. That relationship with God is only possible through His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation and eternal life are gained when we trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. Once that salvation is received by faith, Christ changes us, making us new creations, and we begin the progressive journey of growing closer to Him and learning to rely on Him. Real meaning in life is not found only in accepting Jesus as Savior, as wonderful as that is. Rather, real meaning in life is when one begins to follow Christ as His disciple, learning of Him, spending time with Him in His Word, the Bible, communing with Him in prayer, and in walking with Him in obedience to His commands. If you are not a Christian, or perhaps a new Christian believer, you might be saying to yourself, "That does not sound very exciting or fulfilling to me." But Jesus made the following statements. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. "I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." John 10:10. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." Matthew 16. "And delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." That's Psalm 37:4. What all these verses are saying is that we have a choice. We can continue to seek to guide our own lives, which results in emptiness, or we can choose to pursue God and His will for our lives with a whole heart, which will result in living life to the full, having the desires of our heart met, and finding contentment and satisfaction. This is so because our Creator loves us and desires the best for us, not necessarily the easiest life, but the most fulfilling. The existence of life after death is a universal question. Job speaks for all of us by stating, "Man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away. Like a fleeting shadow, he does not endure. If a man dies, will he live again?" Like Job, all of us have been challenged by this question. Exactly what happens to us after we die? Do we simply cease to exist? Is life a revolving door of departing and returning to earth in order to eventually achieve personal greatness? Does everyone go to the same place, or do we go to different places? In other words, is there really a heaven and a hell? The Bible tells us that there is not only life after death, but eternal life so glorious that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, came to earth to give us this gift of eternal life, but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed. That's Isaiah 53:5. Jesus took on the punishment that all of us deserve and sacrificed His life to pay the penalty for our sin. 3 days later, He proved Himself victorious over death by rising from the grave. He remained on the earth for 40 days and was witnessed by hundreds before ascending to heaven. Romans 4:25 says, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." Although we will all be eventually resurrected, not everyone will go to heaven. A choice must be made by each person in this life, and this choice will determine one's eternal destination. The Bible says that it is appointed for us to die only once, and after that will come judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Those who have been made righteous by faith in Christ will go into eternal life in heaven, but those who reject Christ as Savior will be sent to eternal punishment in hell, Matthew 25:46. Hell, like heaven, is not simply a state of existence, but a literal place. It is a place where the unrighteous will experience never-ending, eternal wrath from God. Hell is described as a bottomless pit, Luke 8:31, Revelation 9:1, and a lake of fire where the inhabitants will be tormented day and night forever and ever, Revelation 20:10. In hell, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, indicating intense grief and anger, Matthew 13:42. The free gift of eternal life is available to all. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him, John 3:36. We will not be given the opportunity to accept God's gift of salvation after death. Our eternal destination is determined in our earthly lifetimes by our reception or rejection of Jesus Christ. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. If we trust the death of Jesus Christ as the full payment for our sin against God, we are guaranteed not only a meaningful life on earth, but also eternal life after death in the glorious presence of Christ. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people, everywhere, as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Hebrews 10:22. Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water.